Wandering Rhythms. Wandering Rhythms here. Yes, we just heard from a lovely musician, Juana Molina, from Buenos Aires. And that's from a new album that has a bit of a backstory to it. So it's called Forfun. The song was The Punkish Rat. Back in 2018, Juana Molina and her band, who are very experimental pop musicians, by the way, were performing at the Roskilde Music Festival, and the airline somehow misplaced all their backline. So all they had on stage was Juana's guitar, and they decided, well, they might as well play the show anyways, and they just used keyboards and drums that were sitting on the stage already, and they played a semi-improvised set of very wild stuff, and they have like kind of improvised versions of their songs, and people liked it so much, and they were so amused by it that they decided to kind of take that inspiration of the way that they played those songs and make a little EP out of four sort of punk versions of their regular songs. So yeah, it's a new EP, reimagining, kind of stripping down four of the classic songs by Juana Molina. So that was The Punkish Rat, Forfun, which just came out in October. And before that, we heard very cool new Canadian jazz music from a new band, and it is the keyboard player from Bad Bad Not Good. Really well-known band now on the scene. Yeah, they did an album with Ghostface Killah. You know, they've collaborated with all these really cool American vocalists and projects. So, yes, the keyboardist of that trio and piano player, James Hill, this is his new trio. It's called Local Talent. And we heard Skeletons from the new album, which is called Hygienopolis. Yeah, so you can really hear how much of a part of Bad Bad Not Good James Hill is, because this sounds, I'd say you could mistake it with that other band. Yeah, so Local Talent there out of Toronto. And before that, we started off the set with another Ontario musician, and just reading a little bit about him. This is also very, very interesting and also kind of sad story. So Jake Shigano, who is from the town, it's called Owen Sound, also known as the territory of the Saugeni Ojibwa Nation. And yes, he's a First Nations musician. It says he is Anishinaabe. And this musician, he was 21 years old, so he just passed away a couple years ago. And when he was 21, he found himself diagnosed, or actually for a while didn't even know he had it, but he had this intense pain in his spine and his legs, couldn't even really walk because it was so painful. And he ended up getting ankylosing spondylitis. And so I guess it's a really bad spinal disease. Don't know much about it, but yeah, long period of hospitalization. Finally, he was able to play music again and just kind of like making his way in the music scene there in Owen Sound, and just on his own, totally made this album in between 2015 and 2017. And then he passed away in 2017, sadly. And a friend of his hacked his computer and got all these songs, and I think added things to them, but mostly it's still the vision of this musician, of Jake Shigano. So yeah, this album's called Buffalo, and it's the first one on Owen Sound's very own Wiretone Records. So they're intending to give some local First Nations musicians and all musicians from that area some recognition, and providing them a platform for them to get their music heard. So very cool. Yeah, Wiretone Records. There you go, new Canadian label. So the album was called Buffalo, and we heard Forest. So very cool. It says like influenced by Pink Floyd, Neil Young, Velvet Underground, Iron Maiden. I really heard some Sparkle Horse in there. Mark Linkus, musician, his project. So anyway, yeah, there you go. Shigano. And that's, if you want to look that up, by the way, it's Chegahno. Jake Shigano. Yes, yes. So, yeah, we got like 20 minutes until we just dive right into the South Korean music scene. In the meantime, though, I'll stick around Argentina after that last song. This is going to be a little stranger. This is a band. They call it like rural psych music. It's a sort of twisted sounding band that mixes jangly rock and some cumbia and other Latin styles. And yeah, this is a group from the north of Argentina in a fairly rural area. So at the town of Curuzu Cuatia in Corrientes, northeastern Argentina. So this band's called Los Psíquicos Litoraleños. The Psychics of El Litoral is the name of the department that they live in. Here we go. La Danza del Brontosaurio. This just came out in October. So, hope you enjoy this trip through space age Argentine rock music. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
¿Quién creerá que es una gran cosa esa cuestión que sabe tan sosa? ¿Quién pensará que es muy sabrosa esa poción que sabe a gaseosa? ¿Quién hace atrás el abecedario? ¿Puede deletrear pues su fin sectario?
Hey!
That was...
This is my main man.
Excuse me. That was a Blockhead. Yeah, New York producer extraordinaire who always finds the most tasteful samples from old old records. And yeah, Blockhead. One guy on his own doing a whole thing. Blockhead. And the song was called On the Bright Side from new album Bubble Bath. So, yes, long time, going 20 years or so as a hip-hop producer. Instrumental hip-hop is like an art that not many people perfect. There's a lot of just, you know, simple stuff that you'll hear, like playlists online and stuff. But Blockhead, yeah, top notch. Before that, what did we hear? Oh, yes, a band based in London, a real fusion of soul music and dub and African grooves and such, and certainly a lot of jazz. The band is Nubian Twist, and that's just from a single of theirs called Portraits. It was the B-side, and the song was If Only, featuring the vocals of Ruby Wood, which came out just a month ago. Nubian Twist out of London, and the set of music there started with some warped cumbia by Argentina's Los Psíquicos Litoraleños, and the song was The Dance of the Brontosaurus, La Danza del Brontosaurio, from an album which is, I think, more of a compilation of stuff they've done in the last few years. It's called Medianos Éxitos Subtropicales, Volume 2, El Relincho del Tiempo. Yeah, so there's a big revival of Latin music now, old rhythms like cumbia, and a lot of bands now that are just finding ways to completely pervert the genre and make some really weird stuff out of it. And this is one of them. Yes. So, time for, how about one last piece of music before we make our trip to South Korea for the second hour of Wandering Rhythms, and gonna end with a band from Finland. This is a four-piece, all-female ensemble of, like folk hop. It's all a cappella, all voices, and they do sort of beatboxing and then over top a lot of harmonies, and it draws on folk music, but certainly updated for the hip-hop world. So yeah, their new album, the second full-length, came out just 2019, and it's called Rajatila, or Borderline. So we're going to hear a song. It's all in Finnish, by the way. This is Aika Tapa by Tuuletar. That's Tuuletar. And I do believe that they were on the soundtrack of Game of Thrones. You guys like that show, right? Yeah? So maybe you recognize this kind of sound. So check it out. Tuuletar on Wandering Rhythms.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Cooperatives and Mutuals Canada is honored to host the annual CMC Congress from June 10 to June 12 at the Hotel Saskatchewan in Regina, Saskatchewan. Under this year's theme, The Future is Co-op, join us for thought-provoking plenaries and participate in interactive workshops and breakout sessions. To learn more or register, please visit www.canada.coop now.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
풀리는 새로움을 전해줄 것이다. 익숙함으로부터 멀리 벗어나는 건 쉽지 않겠지만 인정하자. 살아가며 우리가 배운 건 영원한 것은 없다는 것 아닌가? 누구에게나 실험이고 중독의 연속이다. 그 중독으로부터 조금 멀어지는 실험을 해보자. 무언가를 깨트리는 것은 경계를 부풀리는 새로움을 전해줄 것이다. 익숙함으로부터 멀리 벗어